From Washington, this is VOA News. The UN seeks a ceasefire in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and a settlement in the Afghanistan election dispute. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. The United Nations is now calling for a ceasefire in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. In its first official response to the crisis, a 15-member Security Council issued a statement Saturday calling for a de-escalation of the violence, a restoration of calm, and a reinstitution of a 2012 Egyptian-brokered ceasefire between the two sides. Eugene Gassana is UN Security Council President.
Security Council members further called for respect for international humanitarian law, including the protection of civilians.
Earlier in the day, Israeli Air Force struck targets inside Gaza again for a fifth day. VOA's Gabe Joselow reports a mosque allegedly used by militants was among targets hit by Israel.
Officials in Gaza say about 120 people have been killed in Israeli military strikes since operations began in response to weeks of Palestinian rocket fire. A mosque in central Gaza was among the targets struck Saturday. Israeli Defense Forces spokesperson, Lieutenant Libby Weiss.
It's important to note that this was a mosque that was used almost entirely for Hamas operations, meaning perhaps, yes, it was a mosque, but it was very clear that it was being used, and I would say almost hijacked by Hamas for terror purposes.
The United Nations Humanitarian Affairs Office has said the majority of Palestinians killed in Israeli strikes since operations began have been civilians. Several Israeli citizens have been wounded by Palestinian rockets. Israeli Defense Forces credit their Iron Dome missile defense system, which intercepts rockets in mid-air, with preventing greater casualties. Gabe Joselow, VOA News, Jerusalem.
More on this story at voanews.com. From the World Cup, the Netherlands handed Brazil its second straight devastating loss, topping the World Cup's host country 3-0 to capture third place in the tournament. With Saturday's win, the Netherlands finished the tournament unbeaten in regular play. Brazil, a consensus favorite to win the tournament, suffered an embarrassing 7-1 loss to Germany in the semifinals. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says both of Afghanistan's presidential candidates have agreed to a full audit of the June 14th election runoff. Kerry spoke late Saturday at a press conference with runoff candidates Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani. He said the audit process will take a number of weeks. He also said outgoing President Hamid Karzai has agreed to postpone the presidential inauguration date to accommodate the audit. The Iraqi government says it is sending 4,000 volunteers to bolster government control of Ramadi, the Anbar province capital. The action follows Kurdish Peshmerga fighters capturing several strategic oil fields near the Kurdish-controlled town of Kirkuk Friday. Also Saturday, the global human rights group accused Iraqi security forces and militias associated with the government of unlawfully executing at least 255 prisoners in the last month. The UN Refugee Agency says it estimates that more than 700,000 refugees will flee South Sudan by the end of the year, more than double the number forecast just a few months ago. The agency says it is seeking more than $650 million to help the refugees. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the breakdown in trust between her company and the United States, that is, her country and the United States, over spying shows that the two have fundamentally different conceptions about the work of intelligence agencies. Germany, Thursday, demanded Washington's top spy in Berlin leave the country after the reported discovery that two German government officials were working for the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Friday Washington values its relationship with Germany.
The president has found Chancellor Merkel to be a very effective partner. Precisely because she is somebody who is able to identify the interests of her country and place them first, but can act in a collective, cooperative spirit to advance the kind of agenda that's in the best interest of her country as well.
The European Union says it is placing sanctions on 11 leaders of the pro-Russian rebellion in eastern Ukraine, including separatist leader Alexander Borodai. The rebels have declared independence for the region and have been fighting Ukrainian government troops. Borodai is a Russian citizen who has declared himself the prime minister of the Donetsk region in the east of Ukraine. The EU had already imposed sanctions on many other people and businesses involved in the ongoing crisis in Ukraine. More at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.